You can't get any more local than the Beach Theater and St. Pete Beach and the Restoration. We're catching back up with Hannah Hochman for What's Good in Tampa Bay, the director of the Beach Theater. And Hannah, it's been a while since we've talked, and I've met you down at the Beach Theater during the Sunday market. And you are working hard, and your mom's been there with you too, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. Thank you. Yeah, we've been trying to hit the Corey Avenue Sunday market every Sunday and just meeting people and telling them what's going on at the theater.
So what do they think about the theater? What kind of questions are you getting?
We're getting some really, really sweet questions. A lot of people really just want to come up and share their memories, which I really appreciate. I don't really have a lot of history on the building other than some research I'm doing on my own. So anytime someone wants to come up and share a story about how they went on a first date at the theater or that's what they went to after their prom, it's just so sweet. I'm really loving hearing all the stories.
Oh, that has to be extra special as you go about starting the restoration process. Where is that at right now?
So we have submitted for permits a couple times. We are hopefully on our last round of submission, and hopefully we can start the renovation here in the next couple weeks.
So what do you think the first thing will be? What's the first thing you'll do?
Well, unfortunately, we just found out that we need a new roof. So that is step one. That's a pretty hefty expense that we did not expect. So that'll be our first step in taking care of the building, get the roof replaced. And then we can move on to more the fun stuff, the pretty stuff, yep. Which is, you know, putting in our fun Art Deco interior, putting in stuff that you need for a theater, like seats, a new stage, new sound equipment, stuff that I'm really looking forward to. So it's a pretty hefty process. And to be honest, we're not quite as far along as I'm hoping we would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting a little closer every day, so I'm just thankful for that.
Have you had people stepping forward wanting to help out with the restoration?
We have, and we really, really appreciate that. And, you know, we feel kind of bad saying, you know, we're willing to take donations with not giving anything in return and not having the building open. You know, originally, we wanted to show the community that we are serious and we are here to get the theater reopened before we take any real donations. But in lieu of that, we have started an online store, so people are able to help support us that way and also get a cool T-shirt or a beach towel or a bucket hat.
Well, you know, we're very good with merchandise here, and being able to shop online when it's, feels like about 100 degrees outside is not necessarily a bad thing. So if someone wants to shop, and I know the moment they hear this, they're going to want to do that, where do they go to do that? What do they click on?
You can go to thebeachtheater.org, or it's linked on all of our socials. So if you find our Facebook page or Instagram, or we started a YouTube channel, so you can see a little bit more in-depth process on the renovation, you can head over there and see all different kinds of merch. We're working with some amazing local graphic designers, a couple Echo graduates. Oh. And we're really excited to have this real fun team of graphic designers put together this really cool line of merch.
Are you going to have some of that at the Sunday market?
We'll have a little bit. We're going to do a couple Sunday market exclusives, but the majority of it will be online. And then once we're open, we might have a little bit there, but we really just want to focus on the online store because we know a lot of people that really want to support the Beach Theater don't live on St. Pete anymore or don't live here full time.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought this was a good alternative for everyone to kind of take a look at it together.
Well, you know, that's a really good point between snowbirds and, like you say, people that have moved away but still have those memories. I mean, they're going to want this stuff.
Thank you. I hope so. I'm enjoying it. I've been wearing a Beach Theater bucket hat every day. So.
I've noticed that on your pictures. You wear it well.
Thank you.
All right, let's give it one more time. We've got what, hats, T-shirts, and what else?
We have Beach Theater beach towels. We have mugs. We have some baseball caps, totes, and then a lot of really cool T-shirts.
And all the proceeds going out to help out the restoration of the Beach Theater, and that's fantastic.
That's right.
So the next step is going to be getting the permitting process finished, and then you think the roof will be first?
That's right. Yeah, we're currently living, I'm calling it permit purgatory, we're just kind of waiting. So once we get out of permit purgatory, you will definitely see some people up on the roof ripping it up and putting on a new one.
There's way too many people that can identify with that, but, you know, that's just life as we know it.
That's right. That's life as we know it. And hey, that's life on the beach. So,
It is, but hey, it'll move on and you'll do wonderfully. Hannah Hochman, director of the Beach Theater and the Restoration Project, the Beach Theater, that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E, hannahandhannah.org is where you can go for more information and to pick up that merch. Hannah, anything else you want to add?
Just thank you, everyone, for sticking with us. I know a lot of people have been real supportive on our YouTube channel that we've launched recently. So hit subscribe over at YouTube, and we'll show you guys as many details as we can during this process.
All right. Well, Hannah, thank you so much. And we'll catch up again soon when the permitting process actually gets done.
That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.